Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Everybody, happy Wednesday!
That's right. Which means you have your opportunity to go to our X page, 96.5 The Fan. The Fan 96.5, I think, is the official name of it. We put up the question today, who do you want to see hit for this Royals lineup at third in the position? Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, Jack Caglione. Right now, Bobby Witt Jr., 30.3%. Michael Garcia, 40.1%, and Jack Caglione, 29.6%.
Okay, yeah.
And then four responses of all of them saying the same thing. It doesn't really matter. This team is so lost right now.
Yeah, and there is something to be said for that. I mean, that's like Binkley said nobody, and obviously we laughed at all of that. But I understand what he's talking about, you know. I think that's where, you know, this kind of team is right now. It doesn't really matter who hits third, first, second, seventh. Nobody's getting the job done.
Yeah, it's been struggling. Especially at home. I think we need to burn sage. I think we need to, you know, do something around those parts. But yeah, you can go there, vote on that question. Who do you want to see hit third? Because that was a big popular, sort of thing yesterday when it came to when we were talking about Garcia and all these sort of things. Binkley says, Binkley, last one. Who do you want to see hit third in this lineup for the Royals?
Nobody.
Yeah. The guy's down bad.
That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest with you.
Yeah, thanks for being honest, Jay. So
he's right.
I mean, it was, man. Like, you're watching, you're like, okay. Because, like, what, two out, home run, two run shot by that Jansen guy, Rex Becks, no gloves to the yard, just absolute tank shot.
Right.
Royals' first hard hit of the game, ground rule double, cost him a run.
Yeah.
Second, third, Bobby Witt Jr.'s up, 105-mile-an-hour line drive to left field. At that point, I was like, all right, let's turn the diffuser on, shut the blinds, turn the game on the bed, just relax. Because at that point, just you've seen your fate. It goes back to, you know, those times watching the Chiefs play when it was in the playoffs and it goes off of Revis's face and Mariota catches it. I'm like, I know how this ends.
Mm-hmm.
Butt fumble to Andrew Luck, goes in for the end zone. I know how this game ends. Pittsburgh Steelers, field goals, field goals, field goals. We're not winning this game, are we? We're not. Okay. All right. I don't know what to expect at this point with this offense at home. But again, Matt Cotrero at 9 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty. But you found an article that says what the Chiefs' biggest luxury is.
Yeah, and they said Kareem Hunt is their biggest luxury this year. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I don't know that Kareem Hunt is necessarily a luxury for this team. This isn't 2018, yeah, right? Where the guy's coming out of the backfield and catching passes and doing that great wheel route against New England and going, wow, look at Kareem Hunt. That's a luxury, right?
Got him off the couch last season.
Yeah, exactly. like that's what I'm saying. Like, Kareem Hunt was sitting around, you know, scratching his ass, eating, you know, food and going, yeah, sure, what the hell? I'll go play for the Chiefs. Might as well. Well, right, I got nothing else going on right now. How'd you like to play for the Indians? I don't know. At least you could have said you were from the Yankees, and he did. The Chiefs are the Yankees, and he went and played, and, you know, here he comes, and he's playing. I don't find him to be a luxury, per se, this year. And so I asked you guys, what do you think the biggest luxury is right now for the Chiefs? And for me, I think it's pretty simple. It's the wide receiver room. I do feel like it's a luxury because we have not had a wide receiver room this deep, guys. I don't know since when. Maybe never in this organization. I know Tyreek Hill and his production clouds the judgment of a lot of people when they analyze the entire position. But from 1 to 5, 6 on this roster, however many wide receivers they're going to keep, they got some legitimate depth, and it's not faux depth either. It's real depth that they have out there. Rice, Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, those are your four top wide receivers right now. Who wouldn't want those four guys on their team as a collection of wide receivers? So I think right now, when I'm talking about luxury for the Chiefs, they kind of got a luxury at that wide receiver position.
Yeah, it's the best they've had since 2018. I mean, 2018, they had Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Chris Conley was good, DeMarcus Robinson was good for
both
his
10-year players, dude.
Yeah, I mean
seriously, Conley and Robinson both been in the league a decade.
Plus, you had Travis Kelce, which, yep, I don't know how much you want to consider him part of the receiving core, but in 2018, Tyreek Hill had 1,400 yards, Travis Kelce had 1,300 yards. Chris Conley only had 160, or wait, no, Chris Conley had 354 to Marcus Robinson, 288. So they didn't really need really any of those other guys. But Sammy Watkins had 519 yards, and he only played in 9 games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, could have had 1,000 yards there if you add in some more games played or have a couple of explosive games. But he had Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. And at the time, Travis Kelce was still peak Travis. I mean, 1,300, yep. 10 touchdowns, averaging 13 yards of, you know, a catch. That's something that you had at the time. That was what Mahomes was, Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. That's when we saw the downfield passing. That's when he threw for 50 and 5,000. That was his first year as a starter. That's the best that receiving room has ever been, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but now you do have a receiver room that I think is maybe deeper or bigger than it's ever been because of the different styles you have, right? We've talked about Rashee Rice being the over-the-middle, big body guy that's going to be the yak guy, going to be probably is going to be wide receiver one. Then you've kind of got two guys that are a mirror image of themselves, just one is older than the other, and Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, where it's like, hey, what you can't do anymore, Hollywood, Xavier's going to do, and what you both do so well, we'll just run those two. Then you throw in a veteran like Juju. You throw in a rookie like Royals.
Royals, too. You know? I totally forgot about him.
The guy we talked about.
Pants got tight over there, didn't they? Yeah, I mean, look, the smile on this dude's face talking about a fifth-round, fourth-round draft pick, man.
Rashee Rice reincarnated.
That earphone went.
Yeah, it really did. That earphone popped, baby.
And so, and then, not to even mention, then you have the savvy vet in Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're going to see him thrive, is not in the role of 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, but in the role of, like, I can't control this chaos out here. We're now just going to let Travis Kelce have the 7-yard, you know, catch and go down. That's fine. And then here comes your luxury item of Kareem Hunt. Go get the 3 yards. You keep the chains moving. You keep the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hand. And the more he sees, the more he can develop. And all of a sudden, that Worthy route goes deep. The Hollywood Brown does a deep slant over the middle. Rashee Rice is then all of a sudden tearing up the middle of the field. So, yeah, this receiver depth is going to be absolutely insane this year if it can stay healthy. And that's obviously the biggest thing.
You mentioned clearing everybody out and then Travis being open. That's why I think Travis is going to have a big year. Like I was telling you, my friend came over last night. We were talking about the Chiefs. Like, I don't know. What do you think? I'm like, I think it's going to be senior year. And my friend is like peaked in high school guy, Jim, and talks about the glory days in high school all the time, right? And so I would say it's senior year, man. You know how it was for your senior year in high school, right? That's what it's going to be like for Travis and for Patrick this year. It's Travis's senior year. So I think they're going to have a lot of fun doing that. The only thing I need out of Kareem Hunt, quite frankly, guys, this year is on 2nd-and-1 and 3rd-and-1 to get me 2 yards. That's all I need out of Kareem Hunt. Give me somebody consistent that I know can pick up 1 or 2 yards when it's 3rd-and-short or 2nd-and-short, because that's been the Achilles heel of this Kansas City Chiefs offense over the last Andy Reid era, is not being able to pick up 2nd-and-short and 3rd-and-short. I'd rather have 3rd-and-17 than 3rd-and-1 for this ball club right now. And until Kareem Hunt can prove that they can do that, hey, it's like the Royals hitting with runners in scoring position. Until you do it, you can't. And the Chiefs, man, their Achilles heel is that 2nd-and-short, 3rd-and-short situations.
Or Pacheco, prove it too. Maybe he could be the guy. It doesn't have to be Kareem Hunt. Maybe it's Breshad Smith with his, you know, 4.3, 4.4 speed, whatever it is. Yeah, I think wide receiver depth, though, is a great answer. I don't think there's been a time where the Chiefs have had this many options. Yeah, as Dusty mentioned, yeah, sure, the cream of the crop up at the top, maybe right, Kelce and Hill, but I'd rather have depth and versatility, which is what this group's going to have in droves. For me, I think you guys both chose really well. For me, I'll go corner depth on the other side there, because I think they've got 6 options where I don't really go at any of them like, oh, he's barbecue chicken. Oh, he's going to be burnt toast this tonight. Mm. Because you look at it, you've got Trip McDuffie. We know what he is. They got Christian Fulton from the Chargers. They went and got, they have Jalen Watson. They've got Noah
Williams.
That
could be a sneaky good pick. I mean, that may be one we look back on and go, man, they signed that guy off the Chargers, you know, roster. Nobody thought anything about him. I didn't even remember him until you mentioned it.
Yeah.
But those are seemingly the guys that make the big difference in this Brett Veach era. You know, the Mike Pinnells. You're like, where would we have been without Mike Pinnell for that first Super Bowl or
Drew
whatever?
Tranquil.
Like, yeah. I mean, there's so many just randos that you're not thinking about. And that's the makings of a good team, you know?
Yeah, and that's a 6'6" corner who's played out of position in L.A. I was about to say San Diego last season, and he's going to be out where he should be. You've got Noah Williams, who they just drafted. And then I haven't even mentioned Joshua Williams or Nazi Johnson.
That's or Joshua Uche.
Well, we never mentioned him.
That's six guys right there. Cornerback room struggled to get four.
Yeah,
that's and a most lot. Of them don't. Yeah, six dudes that I don't feel terrible about having out there.
Who's yours, Dusty?
I think it's Chris Jones.
Okay.
And, I mean, the way the game's played this day is more so, I believe, up the middle with the running back game and the quarterbacks that can run the ball. Like, I love the matchup of Chris Jones versus Josh Allen. I like the matchup of Chris Jones with Lamar Jackson playing against you because he can't just drop back and then go right up the middle when everybody separates. He forces people to go outside. He makes people around him better. I think we've got about one, maybe two more really good years of Chris Jones. And then after that, that's going to be a huge hole to fill. That I know the future doesn't always seem fun to think about, but when you look at the future that is coming,
yep.
That maybe is without Travis Kelce, hopefully you can find, you know, someone that is half to three-fourths of what the production was of his career in Kansas City. That'd be a win for sure. But you look at Chris Jones, man, and there's a lot of things that don't happen because of what he does in the middle of the trenches. And without him, I think I don't know what this team is without a solid defensive tackle.
I hate to be the person who has to replace Kelce and who has to replace Mahomes and who has to replace Chris Jones. I look at that and I go, they're probably the three most irreplaceable players of this era. And I'm talking both sides of the parking lot. Like, I think Salvi's to that point now where everybody likes Freddie Fermin. You've got some younger kids coming up at the minor league level at the catcher position. I think it'd be okay. People aren't going to have that, oh, he's not Salvi type of attitude when the new guy comes up. But whoever replaces Mahomes, whoever replaces Kelce, whoever replaces Chris Jones, they're always going to be compared to those guys. And they're never going to have an opportunity to be who they are because we're all going to go, Mahomes wouldn't have done that. Kelce wouldn't have done that. Yep. Jones wouldn't have done that. I would not want to be the next guy to have to replace one of those three in Kansas City sports. I think they're the three hardest, you know, people on the field to replace. And then, you know, sorry, Matt, you're going to have to replace Andy at some point and nobody's going to like you. But that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah, I mean, just you think about what Chris Jones does to offensive lines,
yeah.
And what he does for George Karlaftis, what, you know, Chuck Aminihue can be with Chris Jones as well. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. I mean, the wide receiver room, the cornerback depth, and who's like what we say yesterday, the camp battle, right? Who's going to be who's going to be CB2?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to go take it? And that's a good problem to have, I think, because you have a couple of names that could be that. Plus you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You have young safeties in Cooks and Hicks. By the way, one's a free, one's a strong. And, you know, then you had Chris Jones, that defensive line, plus you had the wide receiver room. Maybe this is the most balanced Chiefs team that we've ever seen in this dynasty. We'll see. 2018 was a big year offensively for Mahomes. Now he's got a big wide receiver room to maybe make those numbers even bigger. But
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.